You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm Ryan Crow, and I am here with Chad Bushnell today. Chad, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, Chad, you are on your radio tour right now. Right now we are in our Lubbock studio. You were in Big Spring earlier today, and you got to make it to Fairfield tonight.
Yeah.
It's quite the haul.
It is, yeah. Another sending me on quite a tour, but I'm glad to be here for my first one, so lots of coffee.
Good. Very good. So, Chad, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm from Red Bluff, California, and I'm, you know, out this summer just touring and doing all kinds of different stuff. I have a Texas country song out right now that's been being played in Texas. I'm excited about it, called Out of Style. And I also have a Christian country song out called Thank God. And so I'm out this summer promoting those and have a brand new album coming out in July or August.
Oh, cool. Tell us about your album.
Yeah, so I've kind of done it different places. I started a couple songs in Nashville, and then I did a couple songs at Rosewood Studios with Nate Kuhn, and thanks to him. And so I did some songs there. I finished the album at Edgewater Studios in Houston, and so it's coming together. They're getting everything fine-tuned, and it's going to come out later this summer. So,
so reading up on you, I was telling you just a second ago that I always read through bios and everything that. Obviously from California, we don't hold that against you. I, of course, my parents are in California, so I'm not going to judge. But, generally not a hotbed for country, but, there's obviously a market.
Yeah, a lot in the northern, I play a lot in, Bay Area, Sacramento, Redding, almost, up to Oregon. And there's a huge country scene, and people love country music up there, so stay pretty busy. But, yeah.
And you also kind of mentioned your Christian country as well, which most people, when they hear that, their automatic thought goes to Southern gospel, but not really the same at all. Kind of tell us kind of about what that's like compared to what most people are thinking.
Yeah, it's kind of like country music and Southern gospel mixed a little bit, I would say, maybe. And it's the stuff that I came out with, some of it's actually contemporary a little bit. It's kind of like contemporary Christian country. This newest song, Thank God, it's pretty hardcore traditional Christian country is what I would say you'd call it. And the first two I came out with were, pretty straight Christian inspirational country. This one's a little bit more middle of the road for someone who's maybe in between, and they're pushing it right now on Christian country and mainstream country. So
very cool. Yeah. Well, we'll listen to that one in a second, but also kind of want to talk about your background as you're involved in rodeos, and you grew up kind of ranching. So you have some where most country singers kind of may grow up in a rural situation. They may not actually work and experience it quite the same level that you have.
Yeah, I was blessed. I grew up, my parents both did rodeo. My dad rode bulls and bucking horses, and my mom barrel raced. And so we grew up, I was at stuff every weekend, And so, of course, we did junior rodeo, did high school rodeo. And for me, after my senior year, I was team roping and steer wrestling, and I just decided that I wanted to focus on music and learn how to shoe horses with my dad. And my sister, she went on, and she has a whole career in the rodeo world. And so it's awesome.
So shoe horses. Okay, so there's something I want to find out about. You're a farrier.
I am, yeah.
Wow. I am fascinated by that idea, and I've actually looked into, can I go and study this? I don't know at my age that it's really, I can, career transition into that, but
it's great. I've just been really blessed since, my dad's a farrier, and I grew up, working with him, working with other farriers, and I just got, a lot of experience, and it's been a great business, and works around the music, and of course I'm trying to play more music and shoe less, but I have shoeing's awesome. It's been great for me, and I do love to go out. Sometimes when I get back home and go out and kind of middle of nowhere and shoe horses for 2 or 3 days, it's good, kind of therapy, I'd say. And so, it's.
I would imagine it has to be a very, you have to be incredibly calm in that moment, and calming the horse as well, because it's not just like a pedicure, it's like full on.
You got to really read the horses, and then for me, luckily I've been around them my whole life, and you can't ever take your guard off. You can always be focused and realize you don't sneak up behind them. They don't always let them know you're there, and just and they can feel you too. They know if you're mad or if you're scared or if you're stressed, and the more calm and normal you can be around them, that's the better, I found out. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Out of Style. I mean, you've got the single. It's been out for, since about late February, I understand. And you've gotten some pretty high praise for the song, and you know, like I said, that it's traditional country, you know. Mm-hmm. But tell us about kind of the song and.
Yeah, it came together. Actually, I'd opened for Aaron Watson and Casey Donahue recently when they came through California, and so I was really inspired by them, and you know, I look up to them as artists. And I sat down. I was supposed to go to work. It was raining, and I said, "You know what? I'm not going to go to work today. I'm going to stay home and write a song." And I said, "Oh, I just opened for Aaron and Casey. I'm going to try to write a Texas country song," and that's sort of what I came up with. And I sort of kind of partly of that, and I'd been listening to Matchbox 20 a little bit recently, and so for some reason that a little infused in there. I don't know if you caught that, but my buddy Clayton Andrade, he's actually trying to kind of make his way in the Texas country scene. He sings down here a little bit. I just heard him sing that. I said, "Hey, he kind of did like a country version of the Matchbox 20 song." So that was cool. So I just started strumming, and that's kind of what I came up with. So,
well, let's take a listen. This is "Out of Style" by Chad Bushnell, and live from the back room.
We had a little fight so we can use and break, and I said, okay. Little time apart wouldn't hurt, and I said, honey, take your time. Said you were going out of town with the girls for the weekend. Somewhere sunny with wide open spaces where you could ride. Last thing you said, you were headed for somewhere in Texas. That's been 2 months now, and I've seen or heard from you. Where'd you go, baby?
Where'd you go, baby?
Missing you like crazy. What was really going on behind your innocent smile?
Thinking.
What you meant when you be gone for just a little while. You're taking time like it's going out of style. That night our little fight broke out, there were raindrops pouring. With the screaming and yelling, I remember clear as a bell. Said you couldn't stand the likes of me, and I thought you were just angry. Didn't know you'd really leave and put me through this living hell. Last thing you said, you were headed for somewhere in Texas. It's been long enough now to know I'll never see you again. Where did you go, baby?
Where did you go, baby?
I'm missing you like crazy. What was really going on behind your innocent smile? I'm nearly gone off the deep end. For just a little while, 'cause you're taking time like it's going out of style. Where'd you go, baby?
Where'd you go, baby?
You're making me go crazy. All I can think about is you in that beautiful smile. Just a little while, you're taking time like it's going out of style. Like it's going out of style.
That was Out of Style by Chad Bushnell and Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. Yeah. So you have the single out, and you also you mentioned that you're out on the Christian country charts with Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
What is that song, I guess, the mindset and kind of the thought process behind that song?
You know, that's just kind of the song I presented the idea, and I, when I went to Nashville to write with Corey Barker, who, you know, helps me write most of my Christian country stuff, great writer, and the first two were pretty hardcore Christian country, which I liked, and I said, hey, why don't this third one maybe write something for someone who's maybe a little bit middle of the road, you know, and there's people like that, I mean, there's a lot of people like that, you know, to kind of where they, you know, they have their faith, but they still, you know, maybe struggle a little bit, and this is some kind of a song, and maybe inspire someone to you know to be more of a believer and to go towards God and not go the other way. I guess it's kind of the message in this song. So
kind of a catching the people who maybe had you know had an experience young and then kind of stepped away, and
yeah.
You're kind of reaching back out to them.
Something like that. You know, anybody that struggles. You know, anybody. You know, there's people that everybody struggles, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, some more than others, and someone might hear this and, you know, and kind of realize that, you know, hey, it is God is the right way, and that is the right way to go. And so that's kind of the message in this song, you know.
So how did you get into that specific style of music? I mean, or country music at all? I mean, was it just environmental? Was it... Mm-hmm. You just heard it on the radio when you were young. I mean, where did you go from being, you know, into rodeo and shoeing horses to singing and to playing?
Well, I grew up, my dad played in a local country band, and I think they knew, you know, I mean, I was always involved in horses, but they knew that I was supposed to, you know, to do music. I was just, you know, infatuated by it, and I was always showing it with the, going to the practices even at 3 or 4 with my dad, and I'd be trying to play the guitars and the drums, and so, you know, I always grew up singing. I started... singing at family functions, I sing national anthems, and I sang the national anthem at the PBR when I was 15.
Wow.
And I just entered it was a little bit smaller one that came through Northern California. And the promoters heard me, and by the time I was, right when I graduated, I got my first opening slot for James Otto. And so I was like, okay, now I need to learn a set and, you know, actually have my stuff together. And so from then on, I just kept doing stuff. I entered more talent shows. I kept just, you know, two of my favorite country singers are Dwight Yoakam and Vince Gill. And, you know, I've been inspired by their music. And I just, you know, just kind of kept going back forward to Nashville and just learning stuff and, you know, trying to learn the tricks, what you're supposed to do. Because I came from, you know, a lot of my family's played, and they've, you know, my dad plays, my uncle, they've always played and sang. But this, doing this is something I've never, no, I just came into it, didn't know anything. And so I've just picked up things going back and forth, Nashville, Texas, and this is kind of what I came up with.
So you've got this like nice cross section of, you know, your family history and your, you know, just kind of lived experience and kind of all crosses over.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of your family, we were talking a little bit earlier about your great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents, yeah.
So played with Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were on the Bob Hope shows and traveled, you know, around the country on a train. Yeah, and they came through Humboldt County and thought it was beautiful and decided that's where they were going to retire. And yeah, so.
So is that how your family wound up in California then?
A lot of it, yeah. So half of them were already kind of there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, yeah, that's a lot of them. And then they end up moving to Oregon later. But yeah, Humboldt County and Mendocino County have a lot of family there, you know. And so I perform a lot there. And yeah.
Mendocino County made famous by the, you know, Leanne Womack and Willie Nelson song years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so yeah, that's a lot of my family's from right there. No, it's a great spot. It's beautiful.
It is. A lot prettier than Floyd County. I'm sorry, Floydada residents, but it's just true.
Oh, this is cool. I'm glad I get to see some country this trip.
That is true. Yeah, awesome. Get to see you can count windmills if you get bored. You know,
oh,
keep that in mind.
I have a lot of time to count windmills tonight.
You do. All right. Well, Chad, I'd love for you to play "Thank God" for us if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. So this was written by me and Corey Lee Barker, Mark Bernowski, and Joey Boone. Okay, I think I got it right. So here it is. Thank God.
All right.
I go to church when I can. I have a beer now and then. And I lose my head sometimes, but I always make it right. Done some things I regret, but I lay those demons to rest.
I've walked in the shadows, but I'm learning to dance in the light. Thank God I'm not the only one working on me. Got a long way to go, but I gotta believe He's got my back. Must be on the right track. The path to heaven is narrow and straight, and I'm sure taking the long way. Always the man I've been aiming to be. Thank God I'm not the only one working on me. I've tried things on my own and fought the devil alone. In the heat of the battle I learned I'm not that strong. Thank God I'm not the only one working on me. Got a long way to go, but I gotta believe He's got my back. Must be on the right track. The path to heaven is narrow and straight, and I'm sure taking the long way. And always the man I've been aiming to be. Thank God I'm not the only one working on me. Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
You're listening live from the back room on 106.1 Flip FM. Chad Bushnell, and that was Thank God. Very nice. I love the idea of, you know, you talked about, you know, the central theme working on you. You know, you're not the only one working on me. Yeah. You know, we'll get into a sermon for a bit. The idea of, you know, never quite finished as far as, you know, you don't become a Christian and then just simply live in this, you know, static moment. It's constantly a thing of growth and constantly a thing of change. Like the person that you were when you first accepted Christ versus the person that you are 20 years later. And, you know, so you've hit that. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I'm excited about this song, and I really hope it, you know, keeps getting out and hope it helps people, you know, mainly that's, you know, and so.
So I want to go back to the Farrier thing, just because, again, I'm a geek about stuff like this. But when you're in, it seems like you mentioned that you have to kind of stay up and stay alert. But it seems like it also would be a good time to think about songs and think about writing. And
Sometimes I bring my guitar with me, and I'll, you know, or sing something on my phone. And yeah, I'm always, you know, thinking of stuff. And sometimes if I get done early, I'll kind of sit around and try to come up with something. And yeah, no, it can be inspirational.
Do the horses react positively to you singing to them?
They have so far. I haven't been kicked after I sang yet. So, but yeah, no, they don't have a choice. They have to like
either that or no shoes.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
So many artists talk about their writing process of, you know, they'll grab their phone and they'll just write something. I mean, or they'll wake up in the middle of the night and have something. I mean, what do you find is your best time to write in your preferred style, I guess?
Man, you know, kind of when I'm inspired by something, I guess. You know, some people, I know there's been hits written when someone was on the, you know, rock bottom. And, you know, I know a lot of it. But for me, like, I feel like, you know, if, you know, everybody gets a little down, I'll be like, you know, something will inspire me. I don't, whether it's a new song I hear or, you know, whatever it is. And that's always my best time to write. I kind of get in a mode and I just want to write for like 3 or 4 days straight. And then that's how it works for me, you know. And then I just kind of get on a roll and start writing. And, you know, some are good, some aren't. But, I mean, it's kind of how that, you know.
But you get a chance to workshop them and kind of work them through. And you said you worked with some other guys who – you work with some songwriters who kind of help you. You bring it to them and kind of sharpen it, I guess.
I've learned a lot. I mean, you know, Corey Lee Barker has been, you know, big help. He's a great writer back in Nashville. He writes a lot of inspirational country. And then, of course, Dave Gibson. I've gotten to write with him, which Dave's written a bunch of hit songs. And then most recently, I'm hoping to get to write with Brian White. And so, yeah, I'm just learning all I can, trying to hang around those guys and, you know, some of the secrets.
So, always ask this question. So, I prepared you for it, but what is the one question that no one ever asks you about?
Oh, man. People, you know, I have a few other talents that, you know, I shouldn't say they're talents, but I can sort of do them. I guess that's the first thing that came up to me. But they're talents that are never going to go, you know, just more of a hobby talent thing. So, I guess.
You know. All right. So Chad Bushnell, let's hear it. What's a talent that people don't know about?
I can ride a unicycle.
Ooh.
And I can trick rope.
Okay.
Not like my sister, though. My sister, she's a professional trick roper, and I've, you know, I've learned a lot of what I've known about trick roping from her, and I could trick rope a little bit and ride a unicycle. I've tried doing it at the same time, and I had a couple bad wrecks, but I'm trying to get to where I can do that. So
in most rodeos, dirt floor, I would imagine unicycles pretty kind of impossible to ride on.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I was riding calves and steers, you know, when I was junior rodeo. So my dad got me this unicycle when I was 10. And, you know, I was home and just started. I finally figured out how to ride eventually. And that's what helped me kind of with my riding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I ended up, I didn't go to riding bulls. I steer wrestled and team rope, but it helped a ton just with my balance. And he heard that from someone, I guess, that I didn't know, but it obviously helps with your balance. And so I learned how to ride a unicycle, and then, you know, just helped me with my riding growing up. And then, I guess after my senior year, I don't know if I can ride it now like I could when I was 10, but I can still ride one a little bit.
Okay.
Just basic stuff.
I got to keep that in mind next time I have an artist come through. Instead of having a stool for them, I'll just have a unicycle. You got to ride it and play at the same time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just, that's the rules.
And I was afraid, now you're going to put me to the test. I'm like, oh, man.
So trick roping also, that seems like, you know, that's not something that most people can, you know, my first thought is, you know, trying to, I'm so used to the idea of roping, you know, a specific animal, a calf or, mm-hmm. you know, a bull. But like what kind of like trick roping, what would that entail?
Trick roping, you know, just basic stuff. You know, when I grew up, you know, that's all we do when we were at the rodeos. You know, we had a lot of downtime when we're, you know, the finals and stuff. And so just hanging around people and, you know, I just roping the dummy, really. That's really what we, you know, when I trick rope and just, you know, just messing around. Eventually you figure stuff out. You watch someone else do stuff. You're like, hey, how'd you do that? And they show you. And that's kind of how I've learned, you know. And then my sister, she's Chelsea, she's went on and, you know, roped some of the best in the world and got, you know, pretty good at it. And so I just usually go watch her, but... you know, I can do basic trick roping.
Okay. Is there a video out there of her or you trick roping?
Not really me, but her. Yeah.
Okay.
You look up Helomatic on Instagram, and you can see videos of her trick roping. And I like to give her a little plug. So
brother, yeah, absolutely.
Chelsea,
yeah.
Trick Ropes is her Instagram page. You can go check it out. And she's very good at what she does. And
we'll even put a link to that in your story on our website.
That'd be awesome. Yes.
Well, Chad, tell us kind of where do you live online? I mean, where can people find you?
You know, Facebook at Chad Bushnell Music, Instagram, Chad Bushnell Music, and TikTok. So those three normally. And then, of course, ChadBushnell.com. You know, you can see all my upcoming tour dates and, you know, contact info, music and all that stuff. YouTube. I got some music videos on there. Yeah.
And I just realized I've been saying your last name wrong for the past 20 minutes.
Uh-oh.
It's Chad. I was saying Bushnell, like the binoculars, but you're saying Bushnell.
No, it's Bushnell.
Okay, it is. Okay. I heard you. I was like, wait.
Just like the binoculars. Yeah,
okay.
Bushnell, yeah.
Well, I mean, tell us, is there anything else you'd like to, talk about? I mean, we certainly appreciate you coming up today.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be here. You know, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to my family, you know, my mom, dad, sister, and my wife for all their support and my fans that are out there, and, you know, I couldn't do it without any of them. I got a lot of great support, you know, thanks to God and for all he's done, and really blessed for this opportunity to get to come do the radio tour. So
we certainly appreciate it, and good luck tonight on your drive, you know.
Thank you.
So we'll invite you to close us out kind of with a song, anything you'd love to play for us.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I'll do a song that is a little bit more on the country rock side, but this song, after a few years, got picked up by a Ford commercial back
oh, wow.
in California. And so, yeah, it's a little tune I wrote. It's called You Can Drive My Truck. Here we go. Tractor, four-wheel drive, four truck, chrome on the tires, pretty little thing, sit next to me. She asked she could grab the wheel, take it for a spin out in the hills, rev it up, go at full speed. I said, you know I don't let just anyone. Girl, go ahead, let's have us some fun. You can drive my truck anywhere that you want to. You can drive my truck back in the woods, cruise on a dirt road, middle of the country, anywhere you think you should. Feel like you want, you can take it out, but go a little crazy. And if we get stuck, we'll get in the backseat and make love. You can drive my truck. Take the back road at the edge of town. We can cruise it with the windows down. Rev it up past the city limit sign. Wait stop next overpass. We can use another tank of gas. Just fill her up, grab us a cold light. Turn up the music on the country radio. Come on, baby, let's go. You can drive my truck anywhere that you want to. You can drive my truck back in the woods, cruise on a dirt road, middle of the country, anywhere you think you should. Feel like you want, you can take it out, but go a little crazy. And if we get stuck, we'll get in the backseat and make love. We'll get in the backseat and make love. You can drive my truck. Hey, you can drive my truck.